Page 89. 3. Listening and strategies. Tracing family histories. B. Listen again. Answer the questions.
You make the best lasagna, Jennifer.
Thanks. It's one of my great-grandmother's recipes. She was from a little village in central Italy. You know how they are with their food. They take great pride in their cooking.
I didn't know you were of Italian descent.
Yeah. My great-grandparents emigrated to New York. It was my great-grandfather who wanted to come here, I think, to start a new life. My grandmother would have been happy to stay in her village. I mean, it was a major event for her, and they seemed to have had a happy family life there. But still, they moved. I mean, it's more than 80 years ago now that they arrived here.
That must have been hard, to leave family behind and all. It's a massive change.
Oh, yeah. But apparently, my great-grandfather was said to have been a real character. I'd love to have met him. Everyone loved him. He had his own bakery business when he was younger. He baked amazing pastries and breads.
So how do you know all this stuff about them? I hardly know anything about my family background.
Well, I asked my grandma, and she told me a lot. And then I searched all the documents I could find online, like old census data, birth certificates, etc. I traced our family back several generations.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah, and you find out all this amazing stuff. You really get a sense of who you are and where you came from. And of course you discover some really interesting stories. Have you never tried to trace your family history?
Well, it's not easy. See, I was adopted, but that's another story.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I can see that would be tricky.
I mean, I'd like to, but my mom, well, she would never tell me anything about my birth family. Well, except my birth mother's name. But don't get me started on that. I tried to find them once, but it's only when you start trying to find your original family that you find out how hard it is. But I would like to have known the identity of my birth mother when I was growing up.
Oh, I'm sure. It's important to know where you came from, who your family is and stuff.
That's what I mean. You need to know who your family is. I mean, I love my adoptive parents, and they're great and everything.
But isn't there a law saying that you can access information about your biological parents?
Not in my state. It's crazy. I mean, being adopted has had a profound impact on me, but let's not get into that. But it's not right, you know, that there's no law or anything.
Huh. I guess if you have your family name, you could, well, maybe you could try going to a family history center.